Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida here in Danger Studios. It's a special show on Wednesday.
Special.
With our special guests, Mr. Dustin Chafin.
Yay.
And Jeff Jones.
Yellow.
Who are our comics tonight at the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Notte. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, then of course you got a little time to make it to the show. 8:15, just $10 a person. That's nothing.
That
right?
is nothing.
No. Right?
Yeah.
And a great Italian place. You can have a great meal, open bar, full liquor bar tonight. And also a special guest, Will Schreiner.
Oh, yeah?
You know Will Schreiner? Like TV guy who's been on, you know, he was a, when Peggy Sue Got Married. Remember
yes.
the movie? He's in that movie with Nicolas Cage. He was also, he had his own talk show for a while.
Really?
Will Schreiner, he's a.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did videos on TV bloopers and practical jokes,
yeah.
too. I think
wow.
that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured he was somebody because he got really angry that he wasn't, like, his picture didn't come up on Facebook.
It was cropped.
He was like, my face is cropped. What's happening right now? Call my manager. I was like, what? Dude, relax. You just got to, like, push it, you know,
yeah.
click on it and it shows up, you know?
Well, that's the thing. It's like,
really
it's
funny.
Weird. Like, nowadays, it depends on the size of your screen, right? Like,
yeah.
if you put on a certain screen, you do certain things like, okay, this is formatted for your event on Facebook,
yeah.
and then you put it on the Facebook event, it's like, what? It doesn't fucking fit.
Yeah, well, also, if you're looking at your phone, it's different.
It's different everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do? So, I can't design or 18 different, you know, images.
It was just funny. It made me laugh.
I know, and I said, it was funny, because I sent Will, like, the actual image. I'm like, well, you're not, you know, this is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? And,
hilarious.
Yeah, so... What are you going to do? But he's going to be doing a guest spot tonight. And I'm sure he talked about it on the Paul Castronova radio show, because he may have been on
wow,
there
all right.
with Bobby Slayton. Because he's going to be with Bobby Slayton at the Black Box comedy show
cool.
over there in Boca on Friday or Saturday night. So what a show, man.
It's going to be fun.
You know?
Kyle Grooms is coming to hang out. So
is he coming? Yeah.
yeah.
We did a show last night in Miami. He closed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And yeah. He's supposed to, I do a podcast, so I'm going to like interview him or something.
Oh, yeah? You don't want to interview me? I have you on my fucking podcast. You're not going to, you know, all of a sudden.
It's like a one-on-one thing. I was just like, it was like a hip-hop reunion. It's a special event
yeah.
kind of thing. Don't make it weird.
Yeah, when I met you, you were like you are always with that guy. By the way, that
yeah.
wasn't why you're always with him, but, you know, when you were guys.
Well, we did the show. We did
right.
hip-hop radio. So
yeah.
it was like our thing we did.
It, you know.
Until Race Wars stole our idea. What?
Really?
No, it was, I don't know, kind of sort
Vent,
of.
Man.
They were both on our guest. They were both our guests.
Right.
And then they all of a sudden started doing this white-black thing that we were doing. We felt like,
ah.
you know. I mean, we don't own the white-black thing. I mean, Lethal Weapon did it years before us.
Yeah,
but
Paul McCartney and
yeah.
Michael Jackson, Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, but stand-up comics, though. We were
yeah.
like, we're doing a podcast. We were like, nobody
you.
Was doing it.
I liked it,
yeah.
the hick hop.
It was fun. We
podcast.
Had good guests on there. We had a lot of people, you know, Pete Davidson and like all these TV
right.
guys now. Like younger now they're off to big things. So it was fun.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Thanks for not having me, though.
Dude, shut up.
No, we did a show. You know, it was weird. We did this show at a place in Miami last night called Concrete Beach
yes.
Brewery.
Yeah.
And at first, it was like weird because, like, you know, anytime you have a show that's just in the middle of like a bar or something like that, you know,
yeah.
you're like, all right. And then God bless the host because, you know, the position of the host has got to come out. It's one thing if you're hosting a comedy room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you just
yeah.
get anything started. But when you're trying to be at a club or a bar and there's people chatting at the bar and shit and you're the host, I mean, that's like trying to start an old lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You're just sitting there tugging away. You know, and it's like, do you really do jokes? You don't do jokes. you know, do some, I mean, you got to do crowd work there, right?
Sure.
I mean, what are you going to do? Go, hey, buddy, just go into a setup and nobody's listening.
Yeah, they're paying attention to the menu or what they're eating or drinking.
Right. They you know?
Care. Well, I hate that moment where you have to become like the substitute teacher, you know, in comedy.
Right.
Where you have to kind of like, okay, you stop over there. You get back and you sit down. You know, it becomes this thing. We're just like, you're like children or something. And then it's hard for people to like you when you've ruined their buzz because they're just having a good time.
Right.
And a lot of times comedy hijacks a good time.
Right.
Especially like at a bar. Like everybody just wants to drink and have a good time. Yeah. And all of a sudden there's this random comedy show that nobody knew about.
They get the too aggressive host that just everybody hates them. And then, yeah. Okay, now here's your feature comic.
Oh, yeah, come on. It's the stupid.
I've pissed off the entire restaurant and bar, and now here's a comic.
Yeah, it's just a disaster.
Yeah, we were talking about a room that recently closed because we won't mention the room, but...
Vent, man, let it out.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, I don't. You know, here's the thing. I work for the agency that booked the room.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't realize this because I was just there not too long ago. Now someone's going to go to my calendar. And go, where was it? Where was it?
Yeah.
But the host, I guess that one of the hosts or the host is just really filthy. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, I mean, I don't get it. Like, you've been long. He's a mentor in comedy. You know, how long have you been doing comedy now, Jeff?
About 11 years.
Okay, cool. So I'm about the same as me. And, you know, you know, no matter what you are, like whether you're dirty, whatever, if you're going to host the show, you know, you kind of come out and, you know, you don't come out with, you know, ass-fisting jokes and...
No.
Right? I mean...
Yeah, that's at least 4 minutes in. You know, you don't want to open with that.
Literally. If you could say that.
I have that actually planned tonight, so it's...
I went to an open mic one night, and I swear to God, four guys were talking about ass eating. That's what they're.
Oh, that's the new thing.
Yeah,
it's all about that.
Yeah.
Now.
So I'm like, I came out. I'm like, well, I was going to tell my new joke about ass eating, but so much for that.
It's been overdone tonight.
Yeah, it's already been covered.
It's weird, you know. It's you know, I feel like it's a lot of people don't get it either. It's really a struggle if you make that choice to be like this dirty comedian.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm kind of an edgy guy, and it's an uphill battle. Like,
right.
you're really setting yourself up for a really long road in comedy. If you know, come at it that way, and it's just like, you know, don't try to even, like, put a set together. Like, I just had a thing with Nate Bargatze, and he was just, from the get-go, he just decided he was going to be a clean comic, and it just worked out. I mean, every time he did a set, it was ready for TV. Like, every time he wrote a joke, he could probably do it on Fallon. Like, that's
right.
Just how his mindset was. And it's just it just really is the way to think. I mean, it's like, unless you're like a Kennison, somebody's just blowing the roof off and people are coming out to see you, you should really rein it in a little.
Yeah.
The thing, I think the problem, too, is people go out and they, especially a lot of the newer guys that I watch at open mics, is they try to be the shock comic.
Yeah.
But they don't counterbalance it with likability on stage.
Yeah.
So they're completely unlikable. And their material is horrible, so there's no way they're going to win an audience. Because you can be real dirty if you're super likable and the audience likes you, but it's just like they don't do either to get the audience on their side.
Yeah, if you're that way in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing, too, is just like, you know, if you're like not a dirty rock and roll kind of person, but you're trying to be one on stage,
mm-hmm.
people are going to see through it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
Right.
I say fuck in real life, so I'm going to say fuck on stage.
Right.
You know?
You can't say on my podcast. What the fuck are
you
doing?
No. Really?
No, of course. You can do anything you want. We're on video, man. You want to pull off you want to do a Louis C.K. impression?
Oh, isn't that sad?
And by the way, Matt Lauer today, huh? Gets, you know, Matt Lauer.
That makes sense. But
yeah?
Louis is sad.
You know, everybody's, it was.
I don't mind Matt going down. But here's the thing, is like, my girl will kill me. I'm a big feminist. I believe in all this stuff. You know, women deserve the right to be protected. But it's just somebody saying shit. Nobody's going to trial. I'm a Steelers guy. But I have Ben Roethlisberger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was accused of all this rape and stuff.
Sure.
He's playing football.
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing that just somebody could just say he did this with no proof, really.
Well, listen, I honestly say after all my life, I've never raped or molested anybody. You know?
That you know of. I mean, you're a drinker.
No, it hasn't. No, hashtag not me. Hashtag
I get it. I saw that. I thought, you know, it's a little presumptuous, I thought, because I think we've all kind of been fucked up and not known exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
come on, man.
No,
we've been
dude.
Sloppy.
No, I'm telling you.
I get it.
When a woman says to me, no, I'm like, okay, you want to talk?
Well, Well, like David Tell's joke where he says, you know, we were doing it doggy style. That's just because that's the way she passed out. You know, I mean, just saying, we've been down this road. You know, we're not all saints.
Yeah, you have that moment.
Yeah.
Right?
But the thing is I get that, and I appreciate that, you know, you'd have that. But at the, on the other end of it, I'm just saying it's just somebody saying it.
Right. Yeah.
You know? I was with a girl. She accused me of hitting her after we broke up and was trying to ruin my name in comedy. I never hit her. But she made it sound like I did. We yelled and got crazy, but nobody was ever blowing any. Nobody went
blows.
To blows. Yeah. So it was a thing where she was calling comedy clubs. Like, she really tried to go after me, and she was just psychotic. And I think that's the thing, too, is we're easy to be like, hey, you know, let's believe this person.
Right.
But did it really happen? That's the thing. There's no proof anymore.
Well, and it's going to get to the point now where celebrities will not meet their fans and take a photo with them, because all it is so-and-so touched me at a photo op, or so-and-so did this to me. So it's like, to protect themselves, it's just going to be like, I will take a photo with you, but you have to stand 2 feet away on that
exactly.
X. And
Let me put on this suit of armor.
Exactly.
And the funniest thing is Cosby still denies it.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's planning a career comeback still.
Yeah, so. Really?
He'll never come back.
No.
The precedent was sent. It was set when Felix Baumgartner jumped out of that red bull balloon, and he fell from the highest height ever. Then everybody followed him. You know, there was Cosby, Mel Gibson, Joe Paterno.
Sure.
You know, was this the guy who claimed who was cheated in the Tour de France? Armstrong.
Armstrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just getting called out.
I was on the plane today, and these people were talking about, you know, Matt Lauer and all that stuff, and Harvey Weinstein and all that stuff. And then, you know, it's from New York to Florida, so there's a lot of Jews on that plane.
Yeah.
And so elderlies, too. Oh, my God. The entire flight was just one long line to the bathroom. I couldn't even go. It was just like a long line the entire time.
It was continuous
the entire time. But it was like some guy was talking. You know that moment where you think to yourself, I want to chime in because I'm a comic. I like some interactions. But then you're like, I don't know if I really want to have a conversation with some stranger.
Yeah.
Especially when you're stuck before you're about to leave, when you're just waiting for the doors to open and you're standing up, but you're not moving yet.
Isn't that one of the worst moments on a plane when you're waiting for these knuckleheads to fucking... like figure out that when it's like the worst wave at a stadium. You know, it's like, you know what I mean.
And these people are slow, man.
Yeah.
Older people. Oh, well, my God.
The last scene in the plane is the first person to stand up as soon as the plane stops.
Yeah.
It's like what are you doing?
Yeah.
And who are these fuckers that like think they can creep up ahead of you? You're like, I had one on a recent flight. There's somebody they I'm standing there. And I'm it's like three rows ahead of me, and I'm still waiting. I'm just kind of chilling. But I'm just gonna stand up and just get my space.
Sure.
And this fucking guy comes walking ahead of me. I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you going? You know, you're in 28B, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is 21 here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? Like,
pecking
stay
order.
In your... No, where you...
There's
where
a number on the row for a reason. That's
absolutely.
There's a procedure.
Because you put your carry-on bag up there. I know you... I saw you get on the plane. You were planning this. You put your carry-on bag in 14.
Yeah, it's not a bad move, though.
I do that. As soon as I'm walking, as soon as I see a space, I put it in. And I'm just like, whatever.
Why take chances?
Yeah, because I'm going to be that dick at the end. Could you take my bag? And then you're like the flight attendant guy. Anyway, so I was going to chime in with the Woody Allen thing, which is amazes me that Woody Allen has been able to really just, what he had probably one movie flop right after that happened, and then it was like it didn't even exist anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's still this muttering thing that happens. I'm sure people are always kind of talking about it, but it's amazing to me. He technically, you know, pedophilia was happening,
right?
And then to get away with it, he marries her,
right?
And so it's like, but that's it, like that. So he married her, so it's cool.
Hmm.
Like, it's just a creepy weird thing.
It was a weird thing. That was like, that's a weird thing. Like, you think about it, like it's like you know it's happening. You know, and everybody knows that somebody in the group is a fucking weirdo or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you know, he really brings the good beer to the party, so.
Yeah, if your rapist marries you, it's cool.
Like,
that's not it, man.
Yeah, there must be something consensual about it.
Yeah, but it's maybe there was some consensual.
Does she ever talk? What's her name again?
She doesn't talk. That's why he likes her. She's fucking just silent. You see her at a Knicks game. She's just like following him behind him, not even say. Yeah, she doesn't say anything except how great he is.
She still hasn't learned English, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, of course
he's
not.
Preventing that.
Yeah, she knows like six words, dude.
Yeah. No more, please. I had enough.
But it amazes me, though. That
but
if
you were going to be raped by somebody, Woody Allen would probably be the least threatening person.
It's true.
You know, when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if she really wanted to fight him off, she could.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, she
Weinstein's a little hefty. Like, he, you know, might be a little struggle.
Yeah, that creepy fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
but that's another one. I mean, I'm not going to say, I wouldn't give my hand job for a Tarantino film. You know what I mean?
It's like, I mean, it's think like, about it. Like, would you like, well, you know, I mean, I'm heterosexual. You're a gay man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was going to ask you if you would grab his balls, you know, to be in a movie.
No.
For Tarantino? Know? Shut
for
up.
A Tarantino movie?
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I've done worse.
Exactly.
I've done worse. I mean, I don't think he likes you touching. He just wants you to watch, which is kind of okay.
Yeah, like you know, like that's definitely a girl's thought. You know, like I always thought that. Look, I'm so, and that's Louis, right? Louis must be. He must think so little of himself that he's like, you don't have to touch me or anything. Just let me do this.
Well, why is he jerked off into a plant?
I feel bad. Yeah,
I mean, that's entertaining.
Well, Louis, that's how smart he is. He knows probably legally.
Yeah,
it's like if there's nobody touching, then probably there's some loophole there.
Yeah,
so that's probably like
now Greenpeace is getting involved, you know, because he jerked off on the plant.
Oh, that was
it's like Greenpeace is protesting Louis C.K. concerts now. You know, save the trees.
Louis, he jerked off into a plant.
No, that Harvey jerked off
Harvey
into a plant.
Oh, Harvey. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Louis just did it. Yeah, but Louis asked first. That was polite.
It's nice.
Yeah. Do you mind?
That's not polite, man. Here's the thing. You got this cute little wife out there. Yeah. I guarantee you, if she's just sitting there on the computer and you just started whacking off, like she would be like, whoa, hey, what are you doing? Like it's even in a monogamous marriage or long-term relationship, you don't just start jerking off, dude. Even
I was just going to start jerking off now in the middle of this podcast.
That'd be good for ratings. But you know what I mean?
Not on Facebook.
Like even if you asked her, like, can I jerk off? No, that's just gross. You don't do that. Like sex is there when it's supposed to happen, but
you
can't force it on somebody.
You ask somebody if they want an ice cream sandwich. You don't ask if you can jerk off.
Exactly. It's
what if you ask both?
So the asking thing's bullshit.
What if it's both? Well, like a masturbate and an ice cream sandwich at the same time.
Maybe, that would be now that'd
if
be
you're
heaven
into
on
it.
Earth.
If you're into it.
That'd be heaven on earth. I mean, you know, I love ice cream sandwiches. I haven't eaten an ice cream sandwich in quite a long time.
Yeah.
What's the last ice cream you ate, Dustin?
You know what? I'm kind of trying to be a little more fit. Halo Top. Halo Top is the 350 calorie pint of ice cream. You eat the whole pint for around 350 calories. And you know, it's pretty good.
How about you, Jeff?
I've had the Halo Top.
It's not bad.
It's good.
I mean, it's not as good as Ben & Jerry's, but it's still decent.
No, I had Blue
It gets
Bell.
The craving.
I had Blue Bell.
Oh, my
God. You actually went back to Blue Bell?
I went Blue Bell cookies, Christmas cookies.
Oh, my God.
Blue Bell was the one that people got listeria from.
I'm hoping to, because then I could drop a couple pounds.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Or do Halo Top.
Yeah.
I know people have that effect with Halo Top.
Yeah.
That it's either you're fine with it and it's delicious, or you have a horrible case of the
shits.
Really? I haven't had that. I do the cookies and cream, and my girl likes pistachio, but I don't know. We're just trying not to be slobs, you know.
I'm not a big ice cream. I had a craving the other day for a Slurpee.
Slurpees are good.
Oh man,
Coke, you know, Slurpee, I love.
You know, and you guys are help me with this joke, okay? The idea is that, you know, if I ever made it in comedy, I want to be in a real lucrative business, and I think the only person no one works harder than the Slurpee repairman. You know, because they're always broken.
Okay.
You know, like every time I had a craving, and I just saw, I'm at a stoplight, and I see, okay, look, there's a 7-Eleven over there, and it says Slurpee, and it just, you know, and I started thinking about Cherry and Coke, and, you know, and I was a little dry mouth, of cotton, so I'm like, you know what, I made a U-turn, it was a legal U-turn,
nice.
So I'm ready like a rebel, you know, to get,
just for a Slurpee.
Yeah, just for a Slurpee, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get a ticket or anything, so then I get in there, and I see the thing's moving, I think that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When the things aren't moving with the Slurpee machine, that's when you're like, oh, this isn't good. And then I get there and the guy says, Slurpee machine's broken. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then where do you go from that? You can't replace. What are you going to replace a Slurpee with? Ice cream? You know, I'm not 10. You know what I mean? You're going to get
specific. You wanted that one.
I wanted Slurpee. You can't. What am I going to do? Am I going to get yogurt?
You can't replace it.
It's not a fucking replacement for Slurpee.
But it's Florida, though. You can go probably 4 more miles and find one. You know what I mean? New York, there's like 2 7-Elevens.
You can slum it and get an icy.
Yeah.
You need to
you can
slum
you
it
go
get
somewhere.
An icy.
There's a lot
Napoleon of ice or something, huh?
There's a lot of stuff like that here.
don't know.
But it must be the same company that makes the always broken milkshake machines at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Those are always broken, especially 10:30 at night. It's always.
That's the thing. You know, that's the one thing. Like, you coffee drinkers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your coffee? Starbucks? Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin'.
Yeah, Dunkin'.
I'm gonna go Starbucks.
Yeah, you just hate the name Dunkin'.
Starbucks doesn't email me every other week.
You think I can headline? I'll go with either one, man. But I like Starbucks.
Starbucks is a better coffee.
Yeah, I mean I like Dunkin' Donuts, and we have it for the house. You know, we buy it for the house. But it's nothing. You know, it's like when I go to a gig, I always got to find out. All right, what's next? What's around?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a Starbucks just down the street from the hotel you're at, mm-hmm. you know, and yours is a Dunkin' Donuts around here, you know?
Yeah.
And you got an upgrade, by the way, in the hotel. You're staying at the Marriott.
I appreciate
Aaron Bay,
it.
Baby.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I felt bad. I was going to say, okay, I can either, because the regular hotel we use is not open since the hurricane. It's still getting fixed, so.
That could have been no roof.
You're going to have like a camp. You're more like camping.
Here's a tent.
Out behind the lakeinta, there's a tent next to a tree.
Have fun. Shit in a bucket.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know what? We don't have a hotel. Well, I'm sure Dustin wouldn't mind staying here at the house. But you know what? This guy's put up with me so much and shit about me. Then you know what?
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I guess I'm doing a gig tomorrow night, and it's some sort of condo situation. So this is really, I always prefer a hotel, just because, you know what I mean? You're by yourself.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. I live with my girl in this tiny apartment, so it's like, it's just nice to have space in a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
You know.
You live in Orlando, Jeff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you live in a home, condo?
I have a house.
Yeah? Ooh, excuse me. Yeah.
I have a home.
Yeah? Do you have another job?
Not anymore.
No?
No.
So you went full-fledged comedy now?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Wow.
I was tired of the corporate world. I'd had enough of it.
What did you do in the corporate world?
I was the marketing manager for the Hard Rock in Orlando.
Nice. All right, so somewhat of the entertainment business at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Nice.
And what made you say, I'm going to do comedy?
The first time was everybody that I worked with was like, signed me up for a comedy class just because they thought I was funny.
Yeah.
So I did that for just shits and giggles. And
right.
It kind of stuck and just kept doing it.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, mine was, I was a spokesman for Hartford Financial, and I was doing seminars for like retirement planning and stuff. And I'm talking about annuities and life insurance and making people laugh about it, you know. And and then I got fired. Well, I didn't really get fired. I got asked to resign.
Yeah.
Because when I would do these seminars, people would come and see them, you know, and I'd do these conferences, people would come and see them. But the people at Hartford, you know, they said, you got to stick to the script. You know, I'm like, fuck the script. It's horrible. You know what I mean? No one's going to come see these shows.
No.
That's not a show, Doug. It's a presentation. I'm like, well, fuck it. You call it what you want.
Everybody likes
it. Did you have a merch pitch in it or anything?
Yeah, I was selling coffee mugs. You know, the early bird gets the worm. Something like that.
I was a Mormon for a while, and we would, you know, as Mormons, they don't have like a preacher. Everybody in the church at one point has to preach, like have their own little segment almost.
Right.
Like during, you know, on a Sunday, you were like, they'll give you a topic. They'll be like, okay, we're going to talk about, you know, Sermon on the Mount or whatever it is. And you would get up there and, you know, give your little speech or whatever for the amount of time. And I would try to be funny in church. And it's like a big crowd, you know.
Sure.
And it was like one of those things where I just got addicted to that, getting laughs in church. And eventually I did it at a Mormon talent show and that kind of thing.
That was it.
Started stuff. Yeah, it was it.
It's amazing, like the feeling. It's like, sometimes as a comic, I'll sit there, especially when I'm out of town. Like I was telling Jeff, I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks. And I don't like being out of town that long. But, you know, so there's going to be a lot of, like, sitting around. You know, I'm going to be in Oklahoma and Tulsa. So it's not like I'm going to be in a metropolis or something like that, right? I can go to a fucking play or, you know.
Yeah.
Although I probably will go see Justice League while I'm gone. Anybody seen that movie yet?
Not yet.
No? All right.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah,
my wife saw it. She thought it was really good.
Really?
Yeah, she liked it. We saw Thor before that.
Do you trust women's opinions on...
I thought you were a protector of women, dude. What the fuck? Listen, I don't want people calling this, firing us, or, you know...
That's one of those inappropriate things. Book,
shut up.
I took heat from that from someone.
I like Wonder Woman. That was good.
See, that was a badass movie, man.
That was good.
I liked it, but Thor were the reason I saw that. But I posted that on Thanksgiving. I posted that thing on Facebook. I posted, let's all wish Kathy Griffin luck in today's Westminster Dog Show, you know. And there's a one particular to a couple of fans. Like, she's like, you're always dissing female comics. I'm like, when somebody takes something from your Facebook post, you know, and says, what the fuck are you talking about? I've never dissed. That's not, she's an ugly bag. You know, it's not, she's a horrible person. And, you know what I mean? I just don't like her. So she's the fucking, it's not, don't, you're going to try to make me a sexist now? You know what I mean? Yeah. So all these other female comics started posting, he hires me. You know, he's like, you know, like, you know, just stupid. You think we're getting fucking crazy? You think people are just like,
that's exactly why I got off Facebook. I couldn't take it.
I was amazed because I tried to tag you on something.
Yeah.
And almost said, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, where's Dustin?
Yeah.
You know?
Keep it on the fan page, man. Just keep. Yeah. I just want to keep it on my stand-up, and that's it. I don't want to, like, have opinions and back and forth. I was just, man, my block list is out of control. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when you get, like, over 35 people, it's like, it's too much, man. It's a sign to be like, dude, just do something else with your time. And I love Instagram and Twitter. I'm not crazy about it, but, you know, you stay on it because you need to, you know?
That's funny you say that, because I looked at my block list.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because you look at it sometimes, like, okay, who's going to be pardoned?
Yeah.
You
know, that's perfect.
Who am I going to, like, you know, and don't tell them anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, just see if they, like, because then, you know, if they come back, they're going to say, you know, all of a sudden they'll see that you're there to post something. Like, exactly. Oh, you just, because he's still not liking me.
That's hilarious.
But that's a good idea. Like, I want to transition from, like this is a Facebook Live on my post right now, not the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page.
Yeah.
And that's only because usually I can't tag other comics from that on there. So starting, we come back in the new year, we're going to do everything from the fan page. If you want to watch us on Facebook Live, you got to be on the fan page. All right? So, I mean, you know, why should we make it easy for people?
No.
And just make all the comics like your fan page, and then you can post them.
Right. That's it. It's like a conditional deal.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to watch me jerk off on the fucking plant. Before you do my podcast.
And so now I have to put you on my podcast tonight because you guilted me. So I brought an extra mic just in case, you know.
Nice.
But
Kyle's, now, that's cool. Kyle's coming to the...
I think he says he is. It's Kyle, though. He may or may not.
You know.
You never know.
He's so fucking funny.
I'm going to have to get him a spliff or something.
You know, it's last night I had one of those moments. Like, it was a weird crowd. And local comic Sue Ra, very funny Asian girl. Very funny girl. I've since she started... And she's been on our show here, and she's just doing great. She's so damn likable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, she's like naturally funny because she could say what she, like, she doesn't have to write a joke.
Okay.
She just has, it's like, she just has to say things, you know, to be funny, because that's you know, I think that's really cool. Yeah. And I was watching Kyle, and I'm like, you know, just his persona on stage and the way he speaks is funny. And I was like sitting there going, fuck, you know, that's when you always say, that's another level now. You know what I mean? You see that, and you say, I want to do that. You know, I want to be there. I don't feel comfortable now all of a sudden with my set.
Yeah, I mean, people have their own style and stuff, but I don't think, you know, sometimes people just, I mean, there's some, like, Jezelneck or, you know, people like that write really good jokes.
Right.
Attell doesn't have I mean, if you love Attell, then you love Attell, but it's not, I would call him likable.
Right.
You know what I mean? But his jokes are so good that it works. So, you know, not everybody's gifted with this, like, you know, can just say anything up there.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Hart can probably say just about anything.
Not anymore. He's getting played out.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is. He's in the Jumanji movie now. Enough of this stupid look, like, well, okay, we get it.
Well, enough of him and Rock in a movie.
Yeah, oh, and listen, enough with The Rock. I've been saying this for a fucking year. He's going to
be our
actor.
President, bro.
This fucking guy. Now, we don't want to turn this into a political show, any suggestions you can make to the president? You want to make any suggestions?
Talk about somebody needs to get off social media.
Yeah.
Talk about
yeah.
somebody needs to close down the account. It's that guy.
Here's the thing. I love it, though. To me, here's the thing I love about it, because it's one thing if somebody you expect, like, it's one thing if somebody that was pristine in a certain way and then all of a sudden acts a certain, you're like, what the fuck? But when you have a China and a bull shot from day one, you know, why? Yeah. Like, I don't get it why people are still so fucking surprised that he is who he is. And you know what? And I say this about the country. I don't judge people when it comes to that. Like, you know, there's comics that are complete fucking assholes, but I would hire him on the spot to do my show. Right. There's one thing, right, to do a job. Yeah. And there's another thing with who you are.
Sure.
Not everybody has to be that fucking likable and shit.
Yeah.
You know, we made this country. We got him because of this. He got elected. And I don't want to hear anything about the fucking who he got elected. Why? Because the people elected the guy. Why? Because we're a fucked up country at this point.
Absolutely.
You know, we're worried about all kinds of fucking stupid shit. You know what I mean? As opposed to the things that really matter. That's the way I feel about
it. But at least spell it right. You know, when you do a tweet, you know what I mean?
No, really?
He should. Oh, here's the thing: the president's supposed. The position should groom you as right. as a person. You know what I mean? Like John F. Kennedy became more of an eloquent person. Like it should make you better.
Right.
He's in a position to be. He have all these fucking people around you. You have the top aides, the top people. Well, maybe not his cabinet, but you're supposed to have people around you that lift you. Like, right. like you should. I think he should come out of this as an amazing person that's doing all these great things that people only said they were going to do. He actually gets it done. Like right. I understand where he's coming from and what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And I come from a land of like you know straight shooter men in my life, so I get it. Yeah. But it's you know he should be evolving, and I feel right. like he doesn't give. A fuck about anything but himself.
My favorite thing about his tweets though, is when he does the multi-part tweets. If yeah. you look at the timestamp between them, yeah. it's always like 9 to 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there for 9 minutes after part one,
yeah.
composing part two of whatever he's continuing thought from.
Yeah.
So how many typos and backspaces and
yeah.
bad emojis is he putting in there? And toilet flushes probably yeah. at some point. But it's just there's always giant gaps between the times of
yeah.
thought one to thought two.
It's like, yeah, shouldn't there be more presidential stuff, you know, he should be focusing yeah. on than part twos and yeah. tweets? And the people he goes after, too. Come on. I know you're a fan and everything. But still, it's like he focuses in on things that don't fuck. The NFL doesn't matter. That yeah. shit doesn't matter. Like, you know, I've been raising fists since the Olympics. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Why are you focusing on that? That's
yeah.
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, listen, getting back, like when he was running for president and he lashed out at the Gold Star family, the Cons or whatever it was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I thought I was like, that's you know, just say, look, I can't believe you went through this. I apologize, sympathize with your loss. Blah blah blah. You know, like be it like for that, but that to me is just again that again I know the guy. Like I don't expect anything. Like mm-mm. it's almost like you know what I mean. It's like. Because deep down inside too, people know that those people went on there specifically to go after the guy and pull the strings. You know what I mean? So it's like to me, it's like everything that happened should have happened. That's okay. the way that's okay. the way it is. Like I'm not surprised that he reacted that way. Although I'd be like, well, I wouldn't have handled it that way.
Let me ask you a question though. I mean, and I answer me honestly.
No, I'm gonna lie my fucking ass.
No, I think you might kind of like bend it because I think most Trump supporters do. Do you really?
Let's go, hold on. Let me say something. I'm a Republican, not a Trump supporter.
Okay.
In a sense. So I really want less government. I didn't like the last president.
Okay.
I thought he was a great guy.
Okay.
But when it came to a global stance on things
okay.
and all this,
all right.
worrying about gender bathrooms, all this shit, when we had like okay. education and fucking.
I get that.
You know what I mean? That's all. I didn't think he was a doer. I think he was a talker.
Okay.
And then this guy we have now is not a talker. You know, and we're trying to see if he could be a doer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's where I'm
I
at.
Mean,
so I'm a Republican, but
okay.
go ahead, shoot.
Well, this question wasn't, I mean, I'll differ with you a little bit about what Obama didn't do. I think he did do some amazing things. But I also feel, I mean, I feel a lot of people support Trump just because they hated Hillary so much. And I feel like a lot of people just, it's like they embrace all these flaws in Trump just because they hated Hillary and didn't want Hillary. And I feel
right.
like that makes it okay for the shit he's doing just because at least Hillary's not in there.
Well, even during the election, I was like that. I was still on the fence.
Yeah.
And I was done considering it when old Bill Clinton showed up on the plane with the attorney general while his wife was being.
Yeah.
That was it for me. That was corruption in the finest. And we talk about collusion and everything. You know, that to me was obvious. So you can make suspicions any way you want, but it told me that the left was completely bought and Bernie Sanders got fucked because of her power wielding.
Yeah.
And you know, and I don't trust the Clintons.
Okay.
You know, I like Bill Clinton as a president, you know, and it may have been a perfect storm of good things and everything that occurred. And I thought it was wrong when they tried to impeach him for getting
a
blowjob.
But you don't trust Trump.
I don't trust any politician.
Yeah.
I don't trust any fucking politician. But if anything, the only thing I trust about them is I can judge and I can predict what he's going to do in a sense. Whereas Hillary, she can say one thing to you and one thing and in the next minute be circumventing a complete different strategy. Where he couldn't do that. He's just going to come out and buffoon around and he's going to tell you what he's going to try to do.
But what I'm sick of is just like people that are still bringing up Hillary on like the fact that, you know, like just memes and stuff.
Right.
And like I'm just grateful for Thanksgiving because at least Hillary's not president. Like shit like that.
Yeah, that's
like,
to me is ridiculous.
Like, stop,
yeah. She's gone.
She's gone. Just
like,
let it go.
I want her and the Kardashians to be gone.
Yeah.
You understand?
I'm sorry I brought her up, but I just feel like it's just one of those things,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, but I like I said, you know, now. You know, people talk about Mitt Romney. I don't want to listen. Fuck politics. I want to talk about politics. Let's take a break. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Dustin Chafin and Jeff Jones,
yes,
who are going to be tonight's stars comics at the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Notte. Showtime, 8:15, just $10. Call 954-509-0046. It's my jazz hands.
With the comics.
Yeah, with the comics. And anyway, come to the show tonight, Tavolinos. And we'll come back here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We'll have Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, it's Ethan Moore with the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Don't forget to listen to us every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 on Bubba Army Radio.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. And there's plenty. And by the way, I guess, again, we'd mentioned Matt Lauer is fired.
Oh,
that's a good gig to lose,
Matt
right?
Lauer.
The show he's on.
He's
what's that?
Done that forever.
Forever, right?
He got creepy when he shaved his head.
Like he did look a little.
It never looked right.
Yeah.
And the on-camera prostate exam that was
really
dead.
Did he do that?
Yes, he did. A couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't know. I know he does stuff like, hey, I'm going ziplining and shit. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah,
really?
Did it on camera.
Oh, my God.
So they showed the doctor coming from behind?
Yeah.
And, doctor, why do you got two hands on my shoulders?
Well, at least he hoped it was a doctor.
Maybe that's what got him fired.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He was offering that to other people. So.
Yeah. And now that I got one done on me, I could do one on you. Or here's a story. This is actually fun. This was pretty cool. Talk about creepy. Bosnian war chief dies after drinking bottle of poison in the dock and yelling, I'm not a war criminal, after his 20-year prison sentence for campaign against Muslims upheld in The Hague. So this is a great video. There's a guy, he's like, he's for war crimes during the, what's that fucking guy in Yugoslavia they took down during the 90s? There was a war, the Bosnian war. He admitted to war crimes. He sits there.
The guy Forrest Whitaker played?
Wasn't that from my year or something?
No, yeah, I don't know. That was Africa.
Africa, okay. Yeah. It's the wrong continent.
I don't know.
You're a comic.
You got a Google. I don't have a freaking Google.
Somebody buy him a globe.
Yeah, it's right there.
You own a globe?
I like globes.
You don't have a globe?
Dude, I was just trying to be funny. Calm
I know,
it down.
I'm just saying. I don't. I have a globe in my
office. I like globes.
I mean, usually you only see.
Is that a globe? What is it?
Usually, there's globes at, like, a school.
I have a flat.
Is
globe.
This a globe? What's a globe say?
Ask it a question. Is this a globe? But it's funny. You got to watch this video. The guy sits there and he's in the middle of his court, like with people with wigs and shit, and he drinks this fucking hemlock, and then he dies.
Wow.
There was somebody else, like a guy kind of committed for raping a young girl or something, and in the middle of the thing, they announced that he just took puts up in his mouth and keeled over, foam coming out of his mouth and everything.
Wow. Well,
that's a good idea.
Why
they
not?
They should just give that to people in the courts. If you're guilty, take care of it yourself.
Very Listen, Game take of
this,
Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, take this pill and your family will get $20,000 for the troubles.
That's fine.
Right? Yeah. Pay the family $20,000. Let the guy go so you don't have to pay the,
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, it's a better deal.
I don't know. I like torture.
You think we should bring back suicide? Like, not suicides, executions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Public executions?
Absolutely.
Do you think that would curtail, like, fucking freak, like the people that are...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I think it would help. You know, the French, they did the guillotine up until the 80s, bro.
1980s?
Yeah. They were rocking the guillotine.
Really?
Yeah, like early 80s. They were still rocking it.
There's
like
no,
public, you know.
That's a dramatic way to do it, too.
That's amazing.
Right? You got to put your head in that thing.
I love all that
the
shit.
The rack.
Yeah.
Right?
Got the guy with the fucking mask and the thing. It's like
fantastic. And then a magician pops out.
It's always a midget. It doesn't get better than that. It's way better. Way better
roulette.
Than strapping to a chair, you know what I mean? And just like putting a little syringe in you. Come on. That's boring.
Don King should fucking promote it, right?
It should.
He'd make a lot of money on that.
They should film executions, man, so people realize, you know, what happens.
Yeah, but you're right.
I'm all about it.
It should be something more that's like you said, like public, out in public,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think
like
so.
Like, and you go to a Muslim country, they somebody gets a woman cheats on her husband, they put her in the middle of the street, and they'll spit on her and throw rocks at her.
Yeah, 10 women cheated in the past, 40 years probably. Because they saw some chick get it.
Hell yeah.
Except for that one that was into kinky shit. She, she did it for fun.
No cock is worth the rock.
Now, what was that place? Remember that kid? It was, where was he? Singapore or somewhere where he like littered or something, and like,
oh, they caned him.
Yeah, it was like this huge thing.
Hell
like,
yeah! And he threw like a Pepsi can on the floor.
Yeah, or bubble gum or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was some crazy thing, but it's like apparently nobody litters there. I hate littering. I mean, I live in Manhattan. It's like it's a beautiful city that is disgusting because people don't, respect it.
Right.
I've chased people down the street like, really? Hey, you dropped something, you know, and like I go crazy. I'm part Native American. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I get teared up in one eye and just
get
Elizabeth, mad.
Are you related to Elizabeth
mad.
Warren?
Choctaw.
Pocahontas.
That's right.
Yeah, that was another, to me, was funny because
if you're a comic.
Exactly. Well, I am. So
no, but, to say it.
I know, but that's the thing. It's just to me. I think it's just fucking hilarious because if anything, it should remind us that there was a politician that lied about her where she's from.
Yeah,
to gain some sort of power or something, sure. And then she's still in office. Talk about jerking off on a plant, or raping your stepkid.
Yeah,
here's somebody who just completely is known as a liar and still questioning the ethics of others. That's the irony and the hypocrisy. Somebody posted on Facebook not too long ago, if there's one thing you can get rid of in this world, what would it be? And hypocrisy was my number one answer.
Okay.
All of them, though. That's everybody.
Right?
That's everybody.
I mean, think about it. If there's one thing you can get rid of in the world, what would it be?
There's so many, though. How do I narrow it down?
Broken slushy machines?
Broken slushy machines, the broken milkshake machine at McDonald's, and minivans.
Minivans.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
You talk about cars. Yeah. You ever see a car on the road and go, who the fuck would buy the color of that car? Like,
my car color is terrible.
Is it? What is it?
It's like some burnt color.
Like a dark red burgundy?
It just looks burnt.
Yeah. But I saw a car. It looked like a greenish yellow, faded out military. You know what I mean? It's like, who the fuck? Like what person designing the car said, okay, we're going to have black, white, silver, and this toad green.
It's like, why is it always a yellow Hummer has the biggest douchebag driving it?
Right.
It's always a yellow Hummer.
It is a yellow Hummer.
It's a yellow Hummer.
Douchebags drive Hummers and Mustangs.
Oh, don't.
I love Mustangs, dude. Mustangs. I had a 67 Mustang. Okay, I love the Mach 1s. I was a big, but
I don't think people drive Mustangs anymore. I feel like they don't really sell them like they used to.
No, they don't. They don't have the same, the same
mystique. And I feel like they didn't do a good job with, like, the Dodge Challengers and the Camaros. The newer ones that came out, I felt like people bought those. But I think Mustang, I don't know, they didn't put enough effort into it, make them, look classic.
It didn't look sexy.
It didn't.
It didn't have no sex appeal.
Yeah, the Camaros and the Chargers look great.
And the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Really
well, good. I don't know. The last Mustang that came out was pretty badass, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty mean looking. But then, I kept, every time I wanted to look at one, I'm like, only assholes drive Mustangs. So I couldn't buy it.
Well, won't you be the change, buddy?
Yeah, I'm not that powerful. I'm not that influential.
You have a microphone. You're very powerful.
Yeah, look at me. I'm driving a Mustang. It's one of my jokes. I tell people, people always think I'm Italian. They say, what are you Italian? I'm like, why? Because I pulled up in a Camaro eating pizza?
What I'd get rid of? I'd get rid of child religion. I feel like, there's nothing wrong with religion, but you should at least be of age before it's pressed on you. Like, I was just seeing these little Hasidic kids on the plane. I'm just like, man, it's like, shouldn't that be a choice?
Right.
You know what I mean? You see a little Amish kid filling up a kerosene thing. It's like, it should be a choice. Like, I don't believe in pushing religion on children. Like, it should be like, when you're 18, you can decide what religion you want to be.
So the parents that follow this religion or faithful to a religion, they shouldn't teach
it. I just think it's shitty. I think it's shitty to shave a kid's head and give him a curl when he's fucking 9, when he should be playing soccer and having fun with other kids.
But at least the Amish kids get, like, that break when they turn, 15 or 16. They get to go out for, like, a year and decide if they want to.
Is that a real thing?
It is.
You sure all of them do it? Because I don't know if all of them do it. I really don't.
They probably don't let them.
I don't think they do. I've seen witness. I don't think they let them all do it.
And when your reference is a Hollywood movie, you definitely know what you're talking about.
We're gonna give you a break from the butter churn.
They did do a reality show where they tried to do something like that. There's that Amish comic that is always in New York and stuff.
Now, listen, like, I think that people should be taught everything. Like when they talk about teaching religion in schools, I think religions, like, should be taught the basics of them in schools along with creationism. Like, you know, or creation and evolution. I mean, that should all say, look, these are an array of theories, you know, that our ancestors have given
evolution's
us.
Evolution's a theory.
No, I mean,
creationism kind of a story.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some backing. Oh, there's some, you know, really? There's some documentation. Listen, I don't know if anybody took a photo of Jesus when he was walking on water. I don't think they had a fucking Polaroid back then.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Nobody walked on water.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Nobody
faith.
Walked. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was walking on a sandbar. You know.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was shallow. It was very shallow. He was just the first magician. That's all
exactly.
It really was.
Yeah. Exactly. One of the other ones.
He was
a
good dude and an amazing philosopher.
Hell of a ventriloquist.
Yeah. It's great.
And the wine and the wine and the bread and the fish.
An amazing man. I really did feel he was an important man. He did an a lot of amazing things.
Do you believe in afterlife?
I believe in reincarnation. So I guess I do.
Yeah, okay.
That's something I believe in. Because you see dogs.
I can buy reincarnation.
Yeah.
Because there's certain times where I find myself in that deja vu moment where you're like, I feel like I've been in this scenario before.
Yeah, or you see a little kid play like Mozart on piano and you're like, you know, it's just a little thing. You're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
There's just something happening there.
Yeah,
and you see, like, it's definitely in children. You'll see if
it I definitely be there's a force, you know, whatever it is. There's something out there, and I do believe like the heaven and hell thing is just a concept in the sense that if you're an evil person, and you when the lights go out, and that's all you ever experience, that's where your energy goes.
Yeah, your soul's dead.
Yeah you don't come. It's like in the last two nights I've had bad dreams. I couldn't even tell you what they were. I just know I had them because when I woke up, I was like my teeth were gritting and I was all fucking anxiety ridden and shit. And I couldn't tell you what the dream was, but I know that, you know, that's kind of like, in a sense, what happens. If you die with all that pent up with all the shit you've done and then that's it. There's darkness, you know, but if you you're a happy person and you do nice things and, you know, let people ahead of you in line, you know, I don't know.
I believe that. I think the Eastern religion makes more sense to me. And I also, it's weird, I don't believe in a lot of the Christianity stuff, but I do believe in evil, man. Like, voodoo freaks me out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's some things like that spook me out like that.
Right.
And The Exorcist still scares the shit out of me.
Scariest movie I've ever seen to this day.
It really is terrifying. Right? It holds up. You watch it now, you'll still get scared.
Yeah. My wife loves horror movies.
Okay.
And then she'll take me to some of these movies. I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
This isn't scary. It's stupid.
Sure. No, they think blood and gore is scary.
Yeah.
The scariest movies have absolutely no blood and gore in them.
Yeah, still one of this day the scariest moments in a movie besides that wasn't even a scary movie was Jaws when that head pops out of the boat.
Oh.
When they're searching the boat for the head
that's
pops. That's
scary
as fuck.
That's scary. And then when you even though it's kind of shitty, you know, in retrospect of the shark itself, but that one scene where he doesn't know it's behind him.
Yeah.
And it just kind of comes up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It goes back down. That's pretty scary.
I had dreams where I was trying to swim away from a shark after seeing that.
It's terrifying.
Right? You ever like you're slipping and sliding, you're like in quicksand kind of moment?
I saw it way too young and like it terrified me.
But that's like that was the same with The Exorcist.
Yeah.
We went to a drive-in to see something else. And, of course, my brother and let's go. And we walked out. And we ended up watching it.
Oh, you know, like, on a big, huge screen outside.
Outside in the woods.
Yeah. Scary movies outside. That's...
I saw Texas Chainsaw like that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Night of the Living Dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And then still to this day, the one that was the worst was the Faces of Death. Like when you see these things, some of it's fake, but you know, you still see certain images in your head. You're like, oh, God, I can't get them out.
I guess it came out that a lot of that stuff was fake on
it
years later.
That.
But, boy, it freaked me out as a kid.
I heard Hillary Clinton was the one who said that. by the way, here's a story. Rick Scott, consultant, who's the governor of Florida, denies he used ice penis to hump a mannequin.
What?
Yeah, there's a photo of him.
An ice penis to hump a mannequin.
I mean, it kind of looks like the head of an alligator. It looks like he's doing something with it that's sexual. To have to deny that is a bad thing anyway. You know what I mean? If like, it's one thing if you're denying.
Very specific.
Yeah. I'm
denying I did not try to hump a mannequin with an ice penis.
Between my legs.
While licking a lollipop.
That was just a plant.
Yeah, that's just.
I guess it was like that movie Mannequin. I think he thought maybe he banged it. It would come to life or
There's
something.
There's not a hole in a mannequin. How do you do that? I don't understand.
Because there could be if you got an electric drill, man.
Yeah.
That's what every man wants for Christmas. Well, ladies.
Hey, we talk about this. The sex robots are huge. There's this big thing in Europe and stuff like that. They, I mean, There's what they call them? Digisexuals or something like that, where they only fuck robots. It's actually a classification of people now.
There's a documentary on Netflix about the people.
And it's
amazing. It's one of the most quotable.
Think about it.
I just saw an episode of Black Mirror. Have you seen that series at all?
No.
It was one of the things where it was an episode. It's kind of like a Twilight Zone kind of thing, but it's like BBC. Her husband dies, and then signs up for this service, and the service basically they go in on all the social media of her husband that died, and they get like his voice recognition and pictures and all this stuff, and eventually she can actually pick up a phone call from her dead husband because it's like programmed all this information from him, and then she could take it to the next level, which is like a robot kind of thing.
So
he shows up and he's like literally walking around, and it's a great episode, but it's really just takes it where technology could possibly take us.
They do look more realistic, but the faces, they always look disappointed. It's like if I'm buying...
Well, it's a blowjob face. A blowjob face is never really... You're kind of disappointed when you get the blowjob face.
I'm paying $5,000 for a sex robot. At least make it look happy.
Yeah, and I'll pay $5,000 for not have her talk. Yeah, like the old blow-up dolls.
Those are hilarious.
That's my impression. It looked like when Donald Trump was taking a sip out of that Fuji water.
That's what Trump looks like. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He looks like a blow-up doll.
The two-handed sip out of the bottle.
That was awkward. Joshua Cooper of Tallahassee, political consultant, paid more than $500,000 by Florida Governor Rick Scott to dig up dirt on Scott's enemies over the years. Swears the photo above was simply a snapshot taken at an unfortunate angle at an unfortunate moment. Yeah, you took it while I was trying to fuck the mannequin. Cooper is adamant that the photo absolutely does not show him holding an ice penis next to a mannequin's groin. It's not all that what it looks like, he says, who spends his spare time as a semi-professional barbecue chef.
How are you semi-professional barbecue chef? I'm not really wanting to commit all the way.
See, I have a problem with the tongs.
How is this even any sort of news? This is just ridiculous.
It's straight from the headlines, buddy.
Welcome
That's
to Florida.
Just ridiculous. Florida's crazy, man. I freaked me out. I was driving back, and I saw a car on the side of the highway with like no wheels on it. And I was like, what kind of shit is that? Some guy probably ran out of gas. Working two jobs, just to pay for the gas. And then he comes back and there's no wheels on his Honda Civic. it's so sad.
It's too bad. We have that in Florida. We have a Florida man story because there's so many fucked up.
Yeah, that Twitter's huge.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And we were actually,
iguanas.
Going on it for a while.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's just unfortunate. But hopefully nobody accuses you of doing something odd like having sex with a barbecue pit, using gasoline oil as a lubricant.
Some of those mannequins are sexy. I live in Manhattan with the best looking mannequins in the world. It's
like, that's where they all go to strike it.
That's where they all go. That's where they go to make it. I'll go to Manhattan.
A new one gets off a bus every day.
Every day.
That'd be a funny video. Just see a mannequin falling off a bus.
Might have been an Old Navy. No, I wanted Macy's.
My grandfather used to be at Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. You get stuck in some shithole like a fucking Dollar General store. I'm selling scarves.
And the next thing, some dude's fucking her. This is not my life.
Yeah. Here's a story. One arrested after a man is injured in a fight over shrimp.
Yeah?
What kind of shrimp?
I would never
what's
fight
your
over
What's
shrimp.
Your favorite shrimp?
I'm going to like the fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp, yeah.
I like a fried
lemon. Little lemon on the fried shrimp. A little cocktail sauce. Just the lemon.
Just the lemon.
Like the lemon,
the cocktail sauce ruins everything. I'm not a horseradish person.
No? I like it with cocktail sauce.
No,
I'm not a shrimp guy anymore.
You don't like shrimps?
Well, not anymore.
No? I mean, those are, like, we talked about this, like, what we were talking about dishes we bring. Yeah. To parties,
yeah.
My wife's an awesome cook, so she makes the homemade egg rolls, with the thin vermicelli noodle in there and the chicken, and they're not like the ones you buy in a Chinese restaurant. So it was like I knew she was a great cook and her family because we'd go to parties, we started dating, and there would be that shrimp cocktail, and that's the one that usually goes first. People scarf up the shrimp, they take the cold cuts, and the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah,
And that kind of stuff, and then the cheese is left over,
sweaty cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But my wife's egg rolls were gone before they sold out before the shrimp.
I'm a crab guy. I love crab legs.
Yeah,
I just love.
See, I don't like the work. Like, you know what I mean? Like ribs. I love ribs, but I hate eating ribs because all the fucking work.
I don't mind the work. It's part of it. It's fun. It's an activity.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It slows you
I'm
down.
I'm okay with it.
It slows you
yeah.
down.
Keeps
you
like pace.
That's
keeps
sweet
a good
meat,
pace.
Man. That's some sweet meat, that crab meat.
Only
yeah.
Was at Harrah's casino and they had, you know, the buffets and
right.
they had unlimited crab legs. Which
Dude, that Caesar.
Amazing.
Last time I was in Vegas, we went to Caesar's Palace yeah. for that all-you-can-eat buffet mm-hmm. for $35.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. You got Italian sushi,
oh.
right? You got barbecue.
People line up early, too, man.
Yeah.
Like an hour and a half
and
early.
And the crab legs.
Yeah, they're like taping their hands.
Yeah, I got
like.
People that are professionals. They don't bother with anything else. I'm going to yeah. get pizza. I'm going to go eat the fucking crab. That's all they
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Trays of crab legs.
Because you never get to eat them that
you
much.
You can't eat them that much.
Yeah.
Police say they arrested one man after injured in a fight over shrimp. It says here that Rexburg, Idaho, a Florida man, was arrested.
There.
On a felony battery charge after he allegedly got into a fight with a man over shrimp. Robert Craven, 41, was staying in a Motel 6, but these guys live in large, on the 12 West Rexburg in Idaho with colleagues when the altercation occurred. The argument started over dinner. The victim said Craven got upset with him for taking too many shrimp. Hey, man, there's 8 shrimp. You got to take only 2, motherfucker.
Yeah, see, that's a meth story. That's not a shrimp story.
What else would you do at a Motel 6 in Idaho?
I lived in Rexburg, Idaho for about a year, actually. Yeah, I went to a kind of a community college, BYU version. It was like if the guys, people couldn't get into BYU, Utah. We
right.
went to like this college in Rexburg, Idaho, which was sponsored by the LDS Church.
Hmm.
And it was, just nothing in Rexburg. It
was,
there's nothing there.
The argument started over dinner. The victim said Craven got upset with him. For taking too many shrimp. Craven is accused of pushing, hitting, and punching the victim several times at once. At one point, the victim told police he saw Tweety Birds after being hit in the head, according to Lewis.
Yeah, that's meth.
Yeah, that's meth. That's meth or bath salts.
Yeah. Which well, he didn't eat the guy's face.
Well, I don't think they all make you eat the face. And some make you see Tweety Birds. So.
I've seen Tweety Birds.
Have you? I've definitely seen stars. I've gotten knocked out a few times, like just knocked in the head. Just definitely, you see stars. That's for sure.
Yeah, you get up too fast. You get those.
Do martial arts, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hit in the head.
Yeah, you know how that feels.
By the way, Kyle Groom says he wanted to link up tonight.
Oh, he's not linking?
Come on, dude.
Oh, come on, man.
Don't be.
We'll give you a guest spot, bro.
No, we won't.
No.
I'm not saying that because I already had 2 people ask me for guest spots.
Oh, okay.
And all of a sudden, you know.
Well, Kyle's kind of a big guy.
Well, he is, but unfortunately, we're all booked up.
Gotcha.
The victim also was from Florida, went to Madison Memorial Hospital. Lewis says doctors needed to use several staples on his head, all over shrimp.
Shrimp.
I've never fought over food.
No.
I can honestly say that.
But that's drugs or drinking or something crazy.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. Yeah. It would have been any food item they would have fought over.
Yeah. Just
a cookie?
People get nuts.
Some cookies are good.
You like cookies?
I love cookies.
What's your favorite cookie?
Favorite cookies, Insomnia Cookies. They have them out here.
Insomnia Cookies?
It's a cookie
is
shop.
Is it the delivery one?
Yeah.
There's a couple of them.
Is there?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I never heard of it.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. They'll deliver fresh hot cookies. They're phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
But the peanut Reese's peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
With the big chunks
I gotta
of
do something.
Reese's.
I'm going crazy because the mic.
Sorry.
There.
But they're so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just big chunks of Reese's peanut butter cups in the cookie. So good.
I'm getting you talking into the side of the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
I love chocolate, like the Chips Ahoy chunk, and you put them in the fridge,
or you
get double stuffed Oreos and put them in the freezer.
Yeah, I can't do the packaged cookies anymore. Once you've had Insomnias or something
really?
Fresh, I can't do it.
No, they're in Orlando, I guess, Central Florida, but I don't know if I've ever
there's
heard
one
of them here.
There's a couple of them. It's weird, but there's a couple. It's now started. Other people are starting that.
Yeah,
you should get
a franchise, man.
I think it's
you make a lot of money. I think it's waiting to make money out here.
No, I specifically like it's very specific, but a racetrack gas station oatmeal raisin cookie.
Really,
oatmeal raisin? Oh man,
it's disgusting. Oatmeal raisin
is it? I can't do oatmeal.
It's like
as
they're
a
chewy and they're.
I can't do it as a cookie.
No,
I love oatmeal and I love cookies, but I don't love oatmeal cookies.
Yeah,
ever
like raisins on a cookie doesn't.
No, for some reason I like it.
You like raisins?
I like, not on their own, but I will eat a raisin in a cookie or in a carrot cake or chocolate.
I always think
raisin.
It's a bug every time. I'm like, what?
Covered in chocolate.
Yeah, or there's rats in the place. And
Well, the worst is when you think it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
Because it looks like a chocolate chip cookie.
That's the worst.
And then you go to go in, and it's a freaking oatmeal raisin. You're like, come on.
At first glance, you look on the tray, and oh, there's a chocolate chip cookie there.
It looks
there.
Very similar.
And then, yeah, because the raisin is like, yeah, look at me, I'm a
the
chocolate chip cookie.
The lighting's weird or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, no, it's the worst.
It's like that time I took a dude home from South Beach I thought it was a chick. It's like a raisin story. I had a raisin after. Stolen Ferrari, trashed. Man arrested after seeking gas money. Southern California man suspected of stealing a $300,000 Ferrari was arrested after asking somebody for gas money. Imagine a guy pulling up in a $300,000 Ferrari like, hey, can I borrow $20 for gas? Santa Ana police arrested Israel Perez Arangel on November 1st. He pleaded not guilty to car theft, but guilty of being a dumbass. The authorities say the 458 Spider was brought into Costa Mesa Service Center and stolen in October after worker left the key on the passenger seat. So, you ever drive a Ferrari?
I have not.
No?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice?
Yeah, like 180 miles an hour.
Ooh, did you do a track or you just did it on the street?
It was in a highway, like 4 in the morning.
Okay.
Like down Turnpike, basically.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't drive it 100. I was in it in 180.
Okay.
But I drove it like 130.
That's still pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, and when you're on a 2 or 3 lane highway doing that speed, that's where it gets fucking scary. Like, this is no big deal. But, dude, when you're driving that fast on the turnpike.
Yeah, I've done like 110 on a motorcycle, but never in a car.
And that's cool. I mean, I've been almost that fast on a bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This poor guy. Santa police say Anthony Bertonga said officers subsequently responded to a report of a Ferrari driving erratically. Usually if you've never driven one and you drive one, you're going to drive it a little weird.
Oh,
you know, you're not used to the
clutch
thing.
Yeah, it's like
the responsiveness of the vehicle.
I always want to drive a Lamborghini. Those things look hard to drive, though. Talk about squatty. My God.
Yeah.
You're
sitting
on the ground.
when I had a Corvette, I love driving it. It was ZR1. It was a 99 or something like that.
Okay.
But, dude, getting in and out of that car, because you're basically laying, like, sitting in a, in a lounge chair, driving that car.
Yeah.
But it was a dick extender.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That car was,
My dad sold Corvettes when we were kids. I love the old 80s Corvettes.
Oh, yeah.
70s. And,
badasses. Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
I miss the old ones.
Yeah, they look great.
The brand new ones are badass.
They're nice, but they still don't, can't quite
that muscly
capture the old style.
Yeah.
I mean, the 60s Corvettes are amazing.
The Stingray was my favorite.
Yeah.
That was
the
favorite
early
model.
70s? Yeah, 75.
The
flat
looking one.
Oof, so nice.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Dustin Chaffin and Jeff Jones for joining us today.
Yay.
Don't forget tonight, Wise Guys Comedy Show, 8:15 showtime, just $10 to get in. There still may be some seats available. Come out. Will Schreiner's also a guest spot. I'll be hosting the show. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs. And then the week after, I'm going to be in Tulsa Looney Bin and then Oklahoma City Looney Bin. So come out to one of the shows. You're going to be in Key West, too, right?
I'm going to be in Key West Comedy Club. I'll be there. Tonight I'm in Tavoni's. How do you say it?
Tavolino's.
Tavolino's.
Tavoni's.
It's like 9,000 posters. Tavolini's tonight, and then Key West Comedy Club Thursday and Friday. And Saturday I'll be at Groucho's in Melbourne, Florida. And you can catch me in my new podcast, I'll Leave You With This, with Dustin Chaffin. And at Dustin Chaffin, you can follow me on Twitter.
There you go. Jeff?
I've got a couple things. We're doing a roast of Santa Claus twice in Melbourne at open mics on the 16th, and then at the Orlando Improv on December the 20th. And I'll be all week in New Year's weekend at Gregory's in Cocoa Beach.
All right. Fun place. And for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. And join our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Don't forget, you can catch us on Bubba Army Radio on Friday, Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6. And aside from that, go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com, all the archive sites. Be a patron. You can donate $1 a month. If you do that, all the guest hosts get gas money. That's what we're trying to get to. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yell the colors of a thousand.
sunset. He traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beam of light hit the ground.